Standardized test season is approaching for students across New York State. State Education Department officials are hoping there will not be a repeat of last year when 20% of students statewide boycotted tests given to third through eighth graders. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the opt-out movement is still alive.
Jamie McNair of Opt-Out CNY admits the state has made some changes in testing regimen in the wake of widespread parental concern bubbling over last year, but he's not terribly impressed.
Still excessively long, and they are still based on developmentally inappropriate standards.
McNair, a parent of two school-aged children in New Hartford, says the content and pacing of classroom activities is still dictated by the state testing schedule. These tests for one more year have been written by the controversial testing giant Pearson with minimal teacher input. And Opt-Out CNY says while there's been a moratorium on using test results for hiring and firing teachers, educators will still receive a general rating from New York State based on test score results. McNair says it all adds up to the continuation of what he calls the test and punish system.
I think most parents see that too in the homework assignments that come home and what they see their kids do in class every day. Need to continue to send that message and send those refusal letters into their building principal. Until things change, parents need to opt out.
Testing season begins April 5th when the English language arts exams are administered to all third through eighth graders. McNair says parents who want to express continued disappointment in the state's testing system should send an opt-out letter to schools as soon as possible, and then those schools can plan for test day. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.